This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
And welcome to hour number two. We have got a big hour in store for you coming up, a big ladies' lounge. Tonight, KT McFarland will be with us, former equivalent, civilian equivalent of a four-star general and in the Pentagon. And before that, Tennessee's senior senator, Marsha Blackburn, is going to be with us, and looking forward to hearing from her as well. And in the ladies' lounge in particular, which is what we do in this hour of the show, we highlight and showcase women of great expertise across many different disciplines and platforms and so forth. We do that because in talk radio in particular, which is my day job, it seems like everything is always done by, for, and because of men. And I think that by leaving it at that, we miss out on about half of the conversation, important conversation that matters. So I'm looking forward to a great hour, and I hope that you will stay with us. Speaking of women and intelligence, again, we invite those that have great expertise to be on the show. I wish that we could say that about all women in public life, because it is frustrating that this person gets to be our vice president. Take a listen.
Today, the business of our work is for the council to report on the work that has occurred since our last meeting across these areas. We will today also discuss the work yet ahead, the work we must still do to continue to move forward.
The work, the work of the work, to move forward across all the areas where the work happens, because the work is what we are here to work to do. It is hard. It is very frustrating to understand that that woman is one heartbeat away from the reins of the free world. Oh, it is so frustrating. But she's not alone in her party. She's really not. I'm sure that you heard the candidate for Georgia governor for the Democrats, who has been touted long, and they're talking about running her as the VP candidate for Gavin Newsom. If Gavin Newsom ends up running for president instead of Joe Biden and wins the ticket, Stacey Abrams is being floated as his potential running mate because she's good at science and all.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat in 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sample designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of women's bodies the way they were.
I know that you probably have a hard time believing that that was an actual soundbite of Stacey Abrams, because no one could possibly be that stupid. But no, it is. She actually said it. And for those of you watching by way of TV tonight, take a look at all of the yes ma'ams that the panel that she's on give her in the most easily disproven statement she's ever made in public life.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat in 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sample designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body the way they were.
That's I could line up 5,000 OBGYNs going out the studio and around the block, most of whom would be women, that would actually be able to factually dispute her and easily prove that. But it's not just the women in the Democratic Party that have this trouble. And that's why I'm so glad that in the Ladies' Lounge a little bit later on, we're going to showcase two really smart women, the senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, and the former Pentagon official who was the civilian equivalent of a four-star general, KT McFarland. These are two women that I esteem very highly because they have actual knowledge and they say actual things that are actually based in fact. But when it comes to the whole left, this is part and parcel to what they do. I mean, Joe Biden is not immune to this. He said this last week.
I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here?
Where's Jackie?
I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Yeah, Jackie wasn't going to be there, Joe Biden, because Jackie died in a car crash 2 months ago. It was a violent car crash. Jackie Walorski, one of your congressional representatives, a Democrat, was killed. And you should know that, but you don't. And it's not the first time.
And I also am told that Chuck Graham, state senator, is here. Chuck, stand up. Chuck, let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much. I tell you what, stand up for Chuck.
He said to a man who had no legs, had lost his legs in service to our country, I believe. But that was, you know, not one of Joe Biden's most shining moments. And does any of this matter? Actually, I think it does. I think that bare basic competency should be the starting line for someone who seeks to run our country. And when you have the simplest things easily disproven by those that actually know. I mean, Stacey Abrams, when she said that there's no heartbeat in a baby that's 6 weeks old, she's saying it like she really believes it. Now, the tricky challenge there is that I don't know that she's ever had a child. I don't think that she has. There's no public record of Stacey Abrams ever having a child. So I don't know that she's gone through the pregnancy process. And if you think about it, a lot of women on the left that are all tied up about abortion and family stuff are single women that don't have kids. You know, AOC. I mean, and they don't really want it. It's not an important goal for them to become moms. They just want to go and get their agenda done and do their political thing and be okay. And, you know, I'm not judging them for that. If that's what you feel led to do with your life while you're here, then go ahead for it. But it is interesting that women on the right have more children, have greater satisfaction with their sex lives. If they're married, they have the highest satisfaction of consistent sexual activity, according to surveys. And they actually know things, like the fact that you did hear your child's heartbeat at 6 weeks of age. I heard all three of our children in utero, 6 weeks old, on the Doppler with that little... But, you know, Stacey Abrams thinks that's manufactured so that it's designed to trick... What was her words? Trick women into giving control of their bodies to men?
There is no such thing as a heartbeat. It is a manufactured sample designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body the way they
do. No, I don't want to control any woman's body. Not at all. And I do want to protect children. So I don't know what she's really dealing with there. But I had thought that maybe we had gotten out of the clear for the crazy, silly, dumb things that had been said in the last week. And then yesterday, Kamala Harris landed in Asia.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea.
What?
And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring. So the United States... shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
I don't... What? Where did that come from? She was standing at a podium reading from a notebook, looking down at notes. Somebody had something in a notebook telling her that we had founded an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. I'm not sure that North Korea thinks of itself as a republic. I may be wrong, but it's very interesting to see how this goes down. And friends, these are the leaders that are asking for your vote a second time. They want you to put all of their people back in Congress so that they can keep raising gas prices, ruin supply chains, and mess everything else up. I'm just not convinced that it's really worth it. Anyway, coming up in the Ladies Lounge, Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, U.S. Senator, and Katie McFarlane, all straight ahead, hoping that you will stay with us at Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you. The Ladies Lounge, where we always highlight women of all expertise, but truly with things that are important to say. And earlier this week, I had the chance to sit down with Marsha Blackburn, Senator from Tennessee, and I just thought we needed to hear this. Take a listen.
I love the fact that, you know, my monologue just dealt with Stacey Abrams' admission that 6 weeks babies don't have heartbeats and all the silly stuff. Senator, I tend to believe that sometimes Democratic women say some of this stuff because they don't go through some of the same life-affirming processes that a lot of the women on the right do. And when you think about single women and how they target them and married moms and how they are reached, it really is a very separate kind of chasm that exists between these two groups, is it not?
You're exactly right, Kevin. It is. They don't go about making their decisions the same way that many of us do. And we have to bear in mind that when it comes to dealing with women and women's issues for decades, the left has said women should submit to the agenda the left has.
Yeah.
Therefore, you have to believe that life doesn't begin at conception. You have to believe that women need to be prioritized. You have to believe that women want control of their bodies over so many other issues, that those are women's issues, whereas today we know women are looking at so many different issues, whether it's education or inflation or the open border,
yep,
crime and drugs, things of that nature. And when it comes to abortion, the majority of the American public is anti any kind of late-term abortion. And that, of course, is what has been brought forward with the Dobbs decision,
yeah,
sent back to the states so the states can put restrictions, regulations on the practice of abortion, because most people believe when you are hearing that heartbeat, or when the baby that is in utero is responding to pain, that it is inappropriate to conduct an abortion.
I don't know if you saw those ultrasound photos last week of the baby eating the kale versus the baby eating the carrot in the mother's womb, but the smile that came on the baby's face when he had the carrot and this kind of sourpuss that he had on his face when he ate the kale, I thought that was my two sons and my daughter right there. I know that's how they responded. And it's I think technology has helped us, but it is really amazing to see that they go out and say these things and they don't expect anyone to speak back. The problem is, Senator, and I'm going to get to the inflation issue in a second, but I was just speaking with women's organizers yesterday. There may be as many as 19 to 25, maybe 30 women coming into Congress as Republicans if things go as we hope they will in November, on November 8th. More women are not only just living this life that we're talking about, raising kids, starting businesses, doing all of the full function of life, but many of them are starting to step up, as you did in the Tea Party days, and said, nope, I've got an obligation to go serve this country as well, because I can't just let it continue to veer off the cliff.
Well, women have always been fierce fighters for freedom.
Yep.
And that goes back to this nation's founding. And it's important to look at that and how women have continued to step up to fight for freedom and freedom's cause. And I am thrilled that we're going to have more women than ever, more conservative women,
yep,
than ever, that are going to be coming into Congress. Women who are concerned about their family, women who are here to protect faith, family, freedom, hope for better days, and opportunity for all of our citizens. And that gives me a lot of courage. Indeed, this weekend, I talked to two women, one a mom, one a grandmom, who said, We've been going to school board meetings, and we are going to run for school board in 2024. And they're already working on pulling a race together. They were saying, how do we go about doing this? We've been going to county commission meetings and school board meetings and meetings at the schools, and they are determined to make certain that children are educated, not indoctrinated. Yeah. And they want to make certain that teachers are going to be able to handle and respond to and really engage with the students and the parents. And they want to make certain that the teachers' unions are not going to be there dictating to classroom teachers what and how to do.
Well, they've pledged to do as much, so they're on the right path to step up at this point in time. Senator, let's switch gears. We booked you to talk about the inflation and the economy issues. The president today, he was asked for the definition of inflation, and the audio on the clip is so bad I can't play it, but he literally looked lost. He said something along the lines of, if people don't have as much money in their bank account when the end of the week is when it started, that's inflation. And I'm like, this is the best we've got. This is what 40 years in Washington, D.C., going to the fancy dinners and staying behind closed doors and living on the public dole, that's what this has brought us. We've got to have some straight talk about gas prices, about supply chain, about energy development, because all of that adds to the inflation. And then we've got to talk about the regulations that they throw on everything to make it harder for just the average business to exist.
Well, you're right about that. And, you know, when you have less inflation, you're going to prosper. We saw that under President Trump. 1.4% inflation is what it was the day when Joe Biden took office. And now you are upwards of 8%, and food inflation is even higher.
Yeah.
You are looking at that as being 13-14%. The energy costs are even higher than that. They're upwards of 50%. This is hitting people in the pocketbook. And I talk to so many Tennesseans who are stretching every dollar. They know that there is too much money chasing too few goods. And they know they're having a tough time finding what they need and affording to buy the things that they can find. Affording being able to let the kids play fall ball or be on a travel soccer team because they just don't have enough dollars to go around. And I had one mom that summed it up so well. She said, you know, I can't fill up the gas tank and the grocery cart in the same week.
Wow.
Yeah, she's having to drive about 20 miles a day to her job. So that's eating up a lot of extra fuel and then getting the kids where they need to go and all the other errands and running for a busy family. And it does take its toll.
Thank you, Senator Blackburn. Kevin McCullough, that was from my fill-in stint with WilCal TV from this last week, and very articulate on exactly the importance of what women are playing in today's culture, in today's economy, but also the role they should play in this coming election. Anyway, I hope that you'll stay with us. We've got more of the Ladies' Lounge straight ahead. KT McFarland still on tap before we're done tonight, and a little more new music from Phil Wickham. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. President Vladimir Putin's mobilization of Russian men to fight in Ukraine has brought home the reality of war to ordinary Russian families. Through angry protests, acts of violence, and an exodus of more than 200,000 citizens, Russians are rebelling against the prospect of further escalation of the war and the steep price they will probably pay. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrated his 98th birthday Saturday by seeing family members and taking calls in his modest living room in Plains, Georgia, the small town where he began his improbable campaign for the nation's highest office nearly half a century ago. With public confidence diminished and justice sparring openly over the institution's legitimacy, the Supreme Court on Monday will begin a new term that could push American law to the right on issues of race, voting, and the environment. It's not going to be a sleepy term, said Allison Orr Larson, a William & Mary law professor. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Every week we get to speak with Kelsey Bowler, the strategist for the Independent Women's Forum, doing a great job watching issues that concern you and your family and your children, and glad to have her back. A relatively still young mom herself, only two little ones so far. And Kelsey, we've joked many times about how much, you know, we talk about these policies and these principles and everything, and then you have your first kid, man, everything just becomes magnified times 10. So I've felt that even in your own reporting over the last couple of years. My people know that you have been involved in this project. It's a full-scale documentary that you've been releasing piece by piece. Bring us up to date on where that's at.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me, Kevin. For Independent Women's Forum, I have been producing a documentary series called Identity Crisis. Mm-hmm. That focuses on this trend of transgenderism infiltrating families, our school systems, and mental health professionals. Our latest story we published last week centers around a mom in Alaska who lives on a very small cul-de-sac where 2 out of just a small handful of girls identified as transgender. And then at the local public school where her oldest daughter would soon attend, more girls were identifying as transgender. This family was living abroad and moved to Alaska. And shortly after moving there, her daughter also decided to identify as transgender. So this mother and her husband reasonably concluded that this is probably not real. This is probably just a normal teenage phase, an identity crisis, if I may. And she wanted to just give her daughter time to explore. Instead of that, what happened is the school took it upon itself to fully transition her daughter behind her parents' backs, treating her as a boy, using male pronouns, using this new made-up name without parental knowledge or consent. And when this mother went to confront the school and asked, you know, what is the name going to be in my daughter's yearbook? The school told this mother that she has no right to tell the school what her daughter will be called. And this mother really is one of many who feels betrayed and even tricked by the school, because in official communications, the school was communicating with this mother using female pronouns and her daughter's real name. But it was behind closed doors, once her daughter stepped through the doors of that school, that it would begin to treat her daughter as a boy. And of course, this had detrimental effects on her daughter. Unfortunately, her daughter is still very much confused about her identity and her gender. But I really would beg everyone to ask. You know, I understand there's a lot of disagreement in this country about how to tackle and handle this issue.
Yeah.
But can we at least get on the same page about the fact that no school should be doing something as huge as changing a child's name and pronouns without parental knowledge or consent? To do this behind parents' backs is just wrong. It is an egregious example of public schools just being completely out of control and eroding the most basic parental rights.
Well, and that is all super well said, but I want to go back to where you started. There's so many young girls in that small school that are going through this. There's got to be some sort of recruitment or some sort of situation where they're being exposed to it and being encouraged to try it. Doesn't there have to be, Kelsey? I mean, you don't just wake up and have, you know, 10, 12 girls in a small school all of a sudden just one day just say, oh, we're just going to do this.
Absolutely. And there's been a study about the social contagion aspect of children identifying as transgender. Very quickly, critics try to write off this idea that there is a social contagion aspect to this. And then, you know, they tell parents that, no, this isn't real. This isn't happening because of peer influence. When this mother, you know, is saying, you know, look in my own backyard, look in my own local school system. Of course, these children are being influenced by their peers, as all children are. And Kevin, for this series, I've interviewed a handful of mothers, and it is a common trend among all of them that their daughters are getting egged on by friend groups to adopt these different identities,
yeah,
to use male pronouns. So absolutely, there's this social contagion factor, but for some reason, the left does not want to accept that. They are in complete denial about this very, in all other worlds, accepted idea that children are heavily influenced by their peers.
Kelsey, good luck on the rest of the documentary. Please keep us posted, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
That's right. It's KTMC on KMC. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. KT McFarland, the esteemed public servant, served multiple presidents in the Pentagon and beyond, has a keen sense of what's going on in foreign policy, and knows a thing or two about how to make a Thanksgiving Day turkey. But we won't talk about that today. KT, always a pleasure to hear your cheery voice on the other end of the phone line, even when the news isn't necessarily good. And as I spoke with Gordon Chang earlier, it's not looking good on the foreign policy front. And we've got an election 41 days from today. And I'm just curious, what are your thoughts about what these candidates, I mean, they're going to be running on the bread and butter kitchen table issues for sure, because that's what's impacting the voters most desperately. But what should they be saying about foreign policy as well?
The bread and butter issues are the ones to vote on. But the bread and butter issues start out with a lot of the foreign policy issues. So, for example, when Gordon talks to you about China, when we talk about Afghanistan, the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, what's happening now in Iran. A lot of this is the United States is just getting pushed around by everybody, and as a result, they're all going to take their piece and chunk out of American prestige, but also American economic power. So, for example, the one that has me most concerned right now is the Iran situation. And this is an administration which is negotiating a treaty, presumably, which would have to be passed by the Senate, with Iran to, quote, stop their nuclear weapons program. Except that the Iran nuclear deal does nothing. It's named the Iran nuclear deal, but it does nothing to stop Iran's program. It merely pauses aspects of the Iran's program for a couple of years, after which, when the sunset kicks in, then Iran can do whatever it wants to develop a nuclear arsenal. And meanwhile, an Iran nuclear deal, the administration is going to drop all the prohibitions and the sanctions and the restrictions on Iran's economic activity globally. So Iran is going to be rich. It's going to be able to get nuclear weapons. And who we vote for in the United States Senate may have a bearing on whether that gets passed by the United States Senate.
Well, the interesting thing about that is we're not even really a negotiating party to the agreement. I mean, it's basically the Iranians and the Russians coming up with whatever they want to be in there, and we're kind of sitting on the sidelines going, I guess, okay, put it in.
Well, and you know, think about this. So Iran is now working through the Russians. We're using the good offices of the Russians to negotiate on our behalf with Iran, which is meanwhile saying that they want to join an anti-American coalition with Russia and with China. Iran, which is supplying weapons to Russia so Russia can fight on in Ukraine. I mean, the whole thing is kind of upside down. It doesn't make any particular sense, and I think it goes to the upside down nature of the foreign policy of this administration.
Yeah.
Instead of doing what the easy thing. I mean, this is all fixed by one major thing, which is to allow American energy companies to produce again.
Yep.
Stop the war on fossil fuels. Allow American oil and natural gas companies to do what they do best, which is to produce clean, cheap energy resources, not just for us, but for the world. And that bankrupts Iran, that bankrupts Russia, and it also puts the United States economy, bread and butter issues again, on the forefront, because it will be a huge boost to our economy. One of the reasons we have inflation right now, in addition to the massive Lollapalooza spending of the Biden administration, is because they've cut back, they've sort of prohibited and made very difficult the ability of American energy producers to produce energy. So
yeah,
there's not enough energy to go around, prices go up.
KT, it's hard for me to say this and not get, you know, red-faced angry about it, but when you describe it the way you do, and just as a taxpayer, a dad, someone who's trying to go to work every day and do what's right for my family and my country, I don't understand how the leftists in America get away with, I don't know, calling themselves Americans or saying that they're patriotic or even getting to be in the good graces of being good citizens, when it seems as though, specifically as to what you just laid out, it works directly counterproductive to the welfare of their own children, much less mine, much less the rest of the country's. How did we end up in a place where half of the political establishment says you're only a good American if you hate America?
Well, I'm not going to get into psychoanalyzing why those people get to the conclusions they do. I would comment, though, that this is an unholy alliance, an unholy trinity between the propaganda media that are all, you know, 99% of them are pro-Democrat, but very left-wing Democrat.
Right.
And the Democrat Party, which is a very left-wing Democrat Party, is really a socialist party in a lot of aspects, and the federal government bureaucracy, 96% of whom vote Democrat every single time. So it's, the three of them are all working together. I don't think they're supporting the interests of the average American. I think they're looking out for their own interests. And, you know, Washington's a bubble. I've spent my career in and outside of Washington. And the thing about Washington and people who work in Washington and work for the government, they don't experience what the rest of the country does. I mean, when you talk about the bread and butter issues and you're just trying to make a good life for your family, well, in Washington, if there's inflation, no problem. They get cost of living increases to match the rise of inflation. If they don't do a very good job in their government job, it's okay. They never can get fired. So nobody ever loses their job. They just get promoted. And they have subsidized health care, gold-plated health care programs, subsidized retirement programs, gold-plated retirement programs. And frankly, their transportation and their cost of surviving, you know, their transportation and a lot of the food if they're eating in government facilities, that's all underwritten too. So we're paying for them to not have to experience the inflation and economic distress that the rest of the country is experiencing.
That all makes sense, but it just bothers me to such a degree. I mean, I think of people like the congresswoman from Minnesota whose name is slipping me, Ilhan Omar, someone who just so openly, radically dislikes America and most of the things that America has stood for, and yet she has so much influence. Same with AOC, same with people like Stacey Abrams, who wants to be governor in Georgia, and others. There's such a belligerence against the good that this country can do. And I'm like, don't your kids bleed and die in wars too? Don't they? Aren't they victims of terrorist attacks? Don't your children have the same struggles that ours do? It just seems impossible for me to get my head around how they can say, well, we're really proud to be Americans, when they despise everything that America seems to be.
But here's the great news in all of this, is that our founding fathers gave the right to the American people, not the people in Washington, D.C., not the people in the Democrat Party, not the people who were, you know, leading the corporate / propaganda Democrat media, but the average American, to choose our leaders.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to just to go to the polls. And
that's well said, KT, and on that note, you made me feel better. Thank you for being here.
Kevin.
Always appreciate it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. My final thought just around the corner. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome once again to the New Music Spotlight,
Phil Wickham.
When all I see is the battle, you see my victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see a mountain move. And as I walk through the shadows, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.